Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Almon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Tony Phillips. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Chris Codiroli. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting third. The DH, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Vukovich. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Willard. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mike Fishlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Neil Heaton. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is walked intentionally. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Willard and he is safe. Henderson steals third. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Henderson scores. Kingman goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Almon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Butler for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco strikes out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field. Henderson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Henderson. Hall scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 2-1, Athletics. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Essien reaches second base with a double. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Essien scores. Kiefer moves to third. It's 3-1, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kiefer scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to second. Steve Farr now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard strikes out. Two outs. Mike Fishlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fishlin hits a pop-up towards first. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0-for-1 in the game. Almon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Essien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-1 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 1. the Athletics will come to bat. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kiefer strikes out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Lansford is thrown out after the base hit. Henderson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovich strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-1 in the game. Willard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fishlin scoops it up and throws to first, with far covering, for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Butler. Heath reaches second base with a double. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone is 0-for-2 in the game. Almone hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Athletics. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Broderick Perkins pinch hits for Mike Fishlin. Broderick Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-2 in the game. Butler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 0-for-2 in the game. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Butler steals third. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Butler scores. Franco moves to second. It's 7-2, Athletics. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Roman now pitching. Junior Noboa now playing second base. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kiefer takes first base on ball 4. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kiefer moves to third. Bruce Bochy pinch hits for Ricky Henderson. Bruce Bochy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bochy hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kiefer tags and scores. One out. It's 8-2, Athletics. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Phillips moves to third. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Lansford tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 9-2, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Bochy now playing first base. Mike Davis now playing right field. Bill Almon now playing left field. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovic hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-3, Athletics. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Codiroli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Willard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willard is 0-for-2 in the game. Willard strikes out. Two outs. Junior Noboa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noboa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Phillips scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Smith now pitching. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Almon hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Kiefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Atherton now pitching. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Franco scores. Hall moves to second. It's 9-4, Athletics. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. Thornton moves to third. It's 9-5, Athletics. Larry Sorensen now pitching. George Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bhakti scoops it up and throws to first, with Sorensen covering, for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. One out. Bruce Bhakti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bhakti is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bhakti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Lansford moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove pinch hits for Jerry Willard. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando pinch hits for Junior Noboa. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando strikes out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Butler hits a pop-up towards short. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Hargrove moves to second. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Almon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Tony Bernazard now playing second base. Chris Bando now catching. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Almon takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Almon. The throw from Bando and he is safe. Almon steals second. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Essien strikes out. Two outs. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kiefer hits a fly ball into right field. Vukovic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Bill Caudill now pitching. George Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vukovic strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-4 in the game. Tabler strikes out. Two outs. Carmelo Castillo pinch hits for Tony Bernazard. Carmelo Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bakhti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.